Blog Talk Radio.
I'll do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever you want me to. Yeah, you have a friend in me till the end. Whatever I can, I'll do for you.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, calling to you live from Latson, South Carolina, just outside of Charleston, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And I've got with me today my co-host, Rhonda DelBaccio, the story lady from ProfitableStorytelling.com. How are you today, Miss Rhonda?
I am great. We're having liquid sunshine here in the beautiful Ozarks.
And, oh, nice.
But it's still a nice day, and we don't have much leaf turning yet. I'm sorry to tell your husband, but I'm still looking for those great pictures. So.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you so much. Well, it's a little rainy here today in wonderful South Carolina, too, but boy, this weekend was so great. It was like 85 degrees and sunshiny and coming from Niagara Falls last week where it was 42 degrees. It was a nice change.
Yeah.
So we've got a great guest with us today, don't we?
We absolutely do. Really awesome with product creation, affiliate marketing, all kinds of good things. And I love to see how he takes action and gets products created really quickly, which I think is a good thing for a lot of our listeners who seem to think it has to be done in slow motion. So.
Oh, why don't you do the honors and tell everyone who's with us today?
All right. Well, our guest today is Johnny Gafoor, called Johnny G. He's coming to us from the UK. And I first became aware of him because we were both contestants on Top Affiliate Challenge. And we had to create audition videos and get people to vote us in and then stay to compete on the show. He made it all the way to the top three. So... and I was on there as well, and he is very good with affiliate marketing, and he then started to create his own products. And then one of the things that he will do is he has a product called 11K in 4 hours, which is the How I Did It type of a product. He gets them done quickly, and he leverages the power of joint ventures and relationships to get all of this done. So I'm really excited to have Johnny G here with us today.
Well, welcome to the show. Johnny, are you with us? Hopefully I got Johnny unmuted. Johnny, can you hear us? Uh-oh.
Well,
technical glitches.
Technical
how do you raise your hand, Rhonda? Is that with the number one on your
number? Just hit number, Johnny, and we'll put you on.
Well, I've got somebody else unmuted with us, and if that's not Johnny, I'm not sure who it is.
I don't know. I just spoke to Johnny and yesterday and this morning he had the link, so I'm not sure.
Well, we'll give him a few minutes. Johnny, if you can hear me, please go ahead and raise your hand on the air with the number one key. And if that still doesn't work, I'm just opening up a chat session. Put a note in our text chat box and let's see if I can connect with you there and see if we can find a way to get rid of our nice little technical issue here so we can get you here on the air with us.
That would be great. Absolutely.
I'm not seeing anybody else in the text chat with me. Let's see.
Very strange.
Nobody else coming in on the switchboard.
Let me go in through Skype. Could have had his times messed up, although Blog Talk does give you the accurate time. So, let me see.
I'm going to try and mute this person and unmute this person. I don't know if this is Johnny or someone else.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Let's see.
Okay, the caller that I just unmuted, who's with us today? I bet that's Johnny, because it looks like it's calling in from overseas.
Whoops.
I wonder if Johnny's maybe having issues with his mic.
That could be, and I apologize for the machinery that just went by over here. So, well, anyway, while we're dealing with this technical glitch that seems to be going on.
Well, why don't we talk about the same topics even while we're waiting for Johnny?
Absolutely, that's what I was going to say. I've just shot him a message through Skype and so forth, so we'll see what's going on. But I know technical things do happen sometimes. But anyway, part of why I was interested in having Johnny is because of watching him evolve over the last year and seeing that he really does get products created quickly. And he is, I saw him at JP Alert in San Diego last week. And he was up late in the night, had just met somebody, and they went, wow, we should create a product. And so there they went ahead and created it, started creating it, at least right on the spot. I don't know if they've quite finished it yet, but it certainly was in the works. And so that kind of action taking is what gets, what separates the successful from the wannabe.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did create that right on the spot?
They at least started it. I don't know if they finished it or not, but they already had the plans, the domain, they had worked out what they were going to do. And this is all, you know, sitting down in the lobby area at late at night at a JV Alert. And, you know, with Johnny being from Britain and the time difference and all of those kinds of things as well. So, you know, that type of thing, I think sometimes what I observe is that people want to have success. And so they do something with business online. And a lot of times, I at least observe, Gina, and maybe you do too, that people don't always, well, for one thing, they don't have the confidence. And for another thing, they don't realize that just simply being on the Internet in itself is a form of strategy, and it is a different plan from any other way that you might do business.
Absolutely. It really is.
So there are a lot of things there. Yeah, go ahead.
And so for most people, I think the difference between getting no results and actually being successful is simply the action part. They just don't bother to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They just sit there spending all their time and spinning their wheels trying to figure out how it's done, and they do it
mm-hmm.
over and over and over again and never bother to actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people know what to do if they just would put it into action. That's why one of my favorite sayings is, winners take imperfect action while losers are still perfecting the plan. Something I learned from Kevin Nation, and something that I really believe today. All of us need to be winners in that we are taking imperfect action. Even on Johnny's 11K in 4 hours, he says, I made 11K in 4 hours, and that was when I totally screwed up.
Right.
Pretty neat
right.
that you can mess up and make $11,000.
Yeah,
that's
I mean, that's not
nice
shabby. I looked at that letter and I thought, well, that's pretty cool. You know, just mess up, but go ahead and make a whole pile of money anyway, and then make a product and be willing to say, well, I made 11K in 4 hours, and that was when I completely messed up.
Yeah, that's pretty darn neat.
One of the things I'm grateful for is that early on I had heard, and I believe it was Tellman Knudsen who said that for any time that you put into learning something, to take twice as much time in implementation. So if you spend an hour learning a new strategy or technique or whatever, to spend 2 hours in actually implementing it and not continuing to stay in the learning mode, because just staying in learning mode, and it's great to learn lifelong, but just simply learning and soaking it in and waiting for things to happen does not get you anywhere in your business.
No, it really doesn't. And I mean, this is one of the things that has caused your success, Rhonda, is that you really have gone out and taken action on everything you've learned.
Yeah, I do, and I know it's not all perfect, but I don't care. I mean, I don't really have the perfectionist gene anyway. I try to understand the people who do, but I know that nothing in life is perfect anyway. So taking imperfect action, I'm going to learn more from just going ahead and doing it. And in fact, as a student in the JV University, I observed that us are taking action even though we're not entirely sure what we're doing the whole time or whatever. And then some people, I think, are waiting for the magic pill or whatever that's going to make it all clear so that they can then proceed. And that little magic pill or whatever is just never going to come if you're always looking for something to make you ready to get started.
Yeah, and it really doesn't exist. There is no magic pill or magic button or anything like it. It only comes from taking that action, no matter how imperfect it might be.
Right.
I'm just going out to take a look at Johnny's products, 11K in 4 hours. So the number 11kin4hours.com. And then what's the other one? Twitter traffic something or another, right?
Yeah, and they're both, I think, I have actually links to them both right inside of the show description, in case that
helps. Yeah, that's
you.
Where I was trying to go to find the other one, and Blog Talk Radio just put me on a page that I didn't want to be on.
Whoopsie. But
thank you, Mr. Blog Talk Radio. I really appreciated that. Let me see if this is Johnny. Johnny, if you're here, if you can hear us, if you can hit the number one button on your phone so that you can raise your hand and I can unmute you, that would be outstanding. So hopefully we can find you and get you unmuted so that you can be with us here.
Oh, I just talked to you. Oh, are you there?
I heard somebody.
Hi, Dean. This is Johnny.
Hi, Johnny. Oh, I thought I had you unmuted.
Yay.
Be here, and we'll put this web page.
Oh, you know,
what?
I think that's actually the web page. Let's see.
Oh, was it? Darn it, anyhow. I've got somebody else unmuted, so I'll go ahead and mute them back up.
I was looking at a sales
page.
But
it said, hi, Gina.
Oh, did it?
Oh. At least I thought it did.
Well.
Okay, so his other site is TwitterTrafficExposed.com. Two average guys show you everything there is to know about legally exploiting Twitter to generate insane profits. Discover how you can tap into the insane traffic from Twitter to make quick, easy cash on demand.
Mm-hmm.
And holy cow, 16-year-old Ben is now making over $190 a day from Twitter. Oh, man, I wish Johnny was here. I so badly want to talk to him about what he's doing on Twitter.
I just
hung up from a call not a few minutes before getting on the show with one of my good friends, Joey Smith. And Joey has a project that he works on with Devon Brown. Devon's the MC for Matt Basex, all of his events. And Joey is a social marketing expert. He has a group down in Atlanta that he calls iMog. It's the Internet Marketers of Georgia group on meetup.com. I'm actually speaking at his event a week from this Friday. I'll be speaking on Sunday. Anyway, they have something that they're calling the Twitter Cash Method. And it is really, really cool. They are showing folks how to make obscene amounts of money with Twitter.
Wow.
It's twittercashmethod.com. And we were just talking about what you need to do to make money with Twitter. And, you know, so many people are coming out with products that they're throwing together in a matter of a day or two just from sharing what they're doing on Twitter that's working. And even if they're only making a dollar or two, that other people want to know how to use Twitter. If you turn your TV on, if you look in your newspaper, if you look at a magazine, you cannot look at any kind of media today and not see Twitter somewhere.
Right.
Even news shows now have their own Twitter profile set up, and you can follow your local news on Twitter. Local businesses are now starting to use Twitter to connect with their customers. Saw a little local deli recently that's using Twitter to be able to give away a coupon code each day, and it's just a word of the day. And when you go into the deli, you mention that word, and you get a dollar off your sandwich. If you're not following them on Twitter, you don't have the dollar. So you don't, because you don't have the word. So Twitter can be really powerful for any kind of business.
Yeah.
What's the secret to using Twitter, Rhonda? Because you've used it successfully too.
Well, again, I discovered I'm the top Twitter person in Branson, and I have 100% on my Twitter grade, which I didn't even wasn't paying attention. I just happened to check one day because of something else. But I mean, to me, it's remembering that it's for relationships. And I like Twitter, but, you know, I find that, in fact, I was watching a video by some guys doing a Facebook product, and one thing they were talking about is how, and Twitter is, you know, of course, a great tool, but there are a lot of people who are just using it to spam the crap out of people, and now there's these at spam, I call them at spam messages, because somebody uses your name and puts a link, but it's not like it's a friend, it's nothing that you have anything to do with or even want or know about or whatever. And they just include your name in it so that it comes into your stream. And that sort of thing drives me nuts. But when you think about adding real value into people and really making a difference with Twitter, that's the whole point of it, to remember it's a relationship-building tool. And, yeah, I mean, there are businesses, there's radio stations, terrestrial radio stations. I was listening to it in the car going to shopping the other day, and even the radio station was saying, oh, that you can follow them on Twitter. And I'm thinking, okay, I don't know what they'd be just tweeting about their songs and their contests or whatever. But a couple of the show hosts now, and they have a presence on Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace. And this is just a terrestrial Springfield area radio station, which Springfield is one of the closest areas for reception that we have. So, you know, that's really using it as a way to connect, and for business, using it to share the kinds of things that people come to you for, and then to be relational, to have conversations, to give words of encouragement.
Yeah. And how does that make you money?
Sometimes you will directly make a sale from Twitter. So that makes you directly, if somebody purchases from a link, but how it makes you money is also people follow what you're doing, become aware of you, and when you set everything up right, you know, for example, I find that people from Facebook comment on my Twitter stuff because I have them hooked up. So when you think about creating kind of a whirlpool where people can find you in any one of a number of arenas, friend feed, Facebook, Twitter, other types of networks, you'll find people respond to you from whatever their preferred network is, even if you wrote the original message into Twitter. So it can make you money from a direct sale, and it can make you money also from the fact that people start to pay attention to you. They might get onto your email list. They might read a blog post. One of the things that I have a word of the day on my blog, which is a word and a definition. And interestingly, that's one of the things people seem to pick up and retweet quite a bit. But that kind of thing, quotes and, you know, the word of the day, those types of things get picked up and forwarded around quite a bit.
Gotcha.
How about you,
gotcha,
Gina?
Well, what I'm finding is that in Twitter, there's two kinds of tweets. There's those that are more conversational in nature, and there are more transactional kinds of things. So the things that are more conversational are the kinds of things that you were just talking about, where you're connecting with people, you're giving them some suggestions for the things that they're interested in, you're giving them more uplifting kinds of messages, you know, hey, have a great day kind of thing. And then there's those that are more transactional. I'm writing a blog post about blah. I'm on my radio show with Rhonda at blah. Both kinds of tweets are important. The key to getting results in Twitter is real simple. You've got to get your message in front of the right people. You've heard me say this before, but it bears repeating here. In marketing, you've got to have three elements in order to really do well. You've got to reach the right audience with the right message at the right time. If you don't have all three, it's not going to work. Reach the right audience with the right message at the right time. Twitter is all about doing those three things, reaching the right audience with the right message at the right time. So as people are tweeting, you want to show up with a message that can help them to do whatever they're tweeting about. And there are various tools out there that can help you to do that. So there's two ways to approach Twitter. Your transactional messages, things like I'm writing a blog post, I'm working on a new product, that kind of thing, you've got to make sure that for those to really do any good, you've got to make sure that you're getting your message out in front of the people that are your ideal prospects. You can do that relatively easily by finding those people who are your competition and following them so that they can then follow you, and then your tweets will show up in their tweet stream for their readers to see. Or you can go and find their followers, the people following them, and go and follow those people and get them to follow you back so that they and their followers or friends will see your messages. The better job you do at finding the people who are your ideal prospects and getting them to follow you, the better off you're going to be in terms of your result from transactional types of tweeting. With the conversational types of tweeting, there's two ways of doing it to turn into results. You can either go and take the people that you've already got following you because you know they're the right prospects and connect with them one by one, or you can find words that you know your prospects are likely to be using in their tweets and go and search them out and one right. by one interact with these people. One of the conversations that Joey and I were just having was about that aspect of it. It is so simple to open up a tool like TweetDeck, which you can get at tweetdeck.com, totally free. It's a little desktop application that you can use to use Twitter. It makes it easier to follow conversations when you're using Twitter. If you opened up TweetDeck, and let's say that you were in the self-improvement arena, and you've got a product like Stephanie Franks. Stephanie has a new one called Happy People Everywhere at askggg.com/happy people. askggg.com/happy people.
I love that product.
Yeah, exactly. You got a product like that, and you go out to TweetDeck, and you open it up, and you do a search for, say, the word stress. It'll open up a new column inside of TweetDeck, and everybody that uses the word stressed in their tweets will show up in that column. Whether you follow them or not, if they use stressed, they will show up in that column. Now you can go and connect with all the people saying, I'm so stressed out, or I'm under so much stress at work. And one by one, connect with them and say, you know, being so stressed, you really need this product and give them a link. Or, you know, I was under stress too and this product really helped me get rid of it. Happy People Everywhere. And just give them the link. And just doing that enough will turn into sales. In fact, quite often when I do it, about 1 in 4 people that I connect with will end up making me a sale. Now, not all of us have enough time to go and connect with people one by one. But you could build an entire business model around doing nothing but that all day long and selling other people's products as an affiliate doing it. That would work.
Yep.
So I wish Johnny was here because I'd love to talk to him about what he's doing to actually make sales from Twitter. With Joey Smith and Devon Brown, they have TwitterCashMethod.com, and they do these teleconferences every couple of weeks. The next one's tomorrow night at, I think, 9 o'clock Eastern, if I'm not mistaken, that talks about what they do to generate sales from Twitter. Mm-hmm. And both Joey and Devon are making sales using these same kinds of strategies all day long. The better job you do finding the right people to follow you, the more money you're going to make. It works the same way in Facebook. It works the same way in social networking sites. It all comes down to just having the right audience with the right message at the right time. Twitter makes it easy to find the right audience at the right time so that you can put your message out there. And if you've got something that you know works, taking that and using it to create a product is going to make you that much more money. If you're able to go out and use a combination of transactional tweets and conversational tweets to make a couple sales as an affiliate, you're ahead of the game. So many people aren't even able to do that. They just haven't tried, but they aren't doing it. So even making just one sale, now if you document what you've done, you've got a product. So how can you take that one sale as an affiliate and turn it into more money by creating your own product, Rhonda? What would you have to do?
Well, to me, the first thing you'd want to do is to map out what it was that you did that created that success. And then you want to go ahead and implement it a few more times in case you need to refine your system a little bit. So then once you have that strategy, then you can teach it and create a product. And I will tell you that blueprint-type products or products that show you a plan and implement it, I see that a lot, and it's a really great thing where you're actually showing the strategy as well as the tactical side. I see that in Sohail Khan's product, his Million Dollar JV Blueprint. I see it in what Mark Joyner is doing with his cash map strategy maps and then action maps and so forth. So there's a lot of that. For some reason, I'm noticing this a lot in the last couple of months, but trying to get people to think strategically and plan things out. And when you are actually aware of what you did, it helps you to then be able to repeat it. And Gina, I'll tell you something you may find very interesting. I don't know. You'll tell me if it is true or not in a minute. Over the past 3 years since I've been doing business online and working with people who are writing books and so forth, one of the challenges people find is that they are naturally good at something or they had a success. I mean, it might have been with Twitter. It might be they have a level of intuition and or something like that that seems to be nebulous and hard to catch. And I've often told people, well, catch yourself doing what you're doing and figure out what steps it is, because there were some kind of triggers that made you be able to do that as far as maybe what you might call your intuition or your inner guidance or whatever. And it's the same thing with the business success. If you applied something and you had a sale, well, what did you do? How did you find that? Can you repeat it? Of course, if you know what you did and you follow that trail, then you're able to repeat it, right?
Exactly. I'm just typing a note in for everyone in the chat. Are you using Twitter yet? Give me your Twitter ID in the chat, and Ron and I can take a look at your tweets and give you some suggestions for how you can improve it. So just go into the text chat and type in twitter.com/ whatever your ID is, and we'll go take a look. Anyway, sorry, Rhonda, go ahead.
Oh, no problem. That's terrific. So, yeah, we can look at some people's backgrounds. I'll tell you when I have an interesting picture. I have one of myself kissing a dolphin, and there are several times over the full months that people have put, like, coolest Twitter picture of the profile pic of the day or whatever, and put mine because they love that picture. And it says it's such a lifestyle thing for people. It's such a cool experience that a lot of people seem to want to have. And, you know, it makes it stand out. So.
Gotcha. And that dolphin picture that you have, do you put that right into Twitter?
Mm-hmm. It's my it's actually my profile picture.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. If you go to twitter.com/thestorylady, that's me on Twitter, and Gina's is twitter.com/jbqueen, in case somebody doesn't know those. And you can see our pictures. But, yeah, that's what I have for the profile pic, and I've left it there because it makes me smile when I see it. And I can still remember the feel of that little baby dolphin under my hands and how he didn't want to get out of my hands when I held him up and gave him a kiss, so I gave him another one.
Well, let's talk about profiles on Twitter for a second, because I know this is something my dad's been struggling with. What am I supposed to do with Twitter? Why do I have to have a profile, and what should my profile be like? And I've got some suggestions there for folks who are trying to get started using Twitter. With Twitter, you really want to make sure that your profile is set up in a way that gets the right prospects to see what you've got to offer. There's a strategy that Joel Kamm really made popular. If you go and look at twitter.com/Joel Kamm, for example, and you'll see this also on mine too, on Twitter, rather than just having a plain background that Twitter gives you, you want to set your Twitter profile up so that you've got some images of the things that you've got to offer. In your bio, which is the little area that Twitter gives you to tell people about yourself, you're limited the same way that you are in your tweeting to 140 characters. You can't say a whole heck of a lot about yourself in 140 characters. You can then also list a website. But again, it's only one website, so you're really limited. If you're out there really doing stuff, you're going to have more than one thing that you sell. You're going to have more than one website to send people to. And you're going to have more than 140 characters worth of stuff to say about yourself. So you can use the background of your profile to help expand what you're able to tell people in your bio. You'll notice on twitter.com/JVQueen that down the left-hand side of my Twitter profile, I have a second picture of myself. I tell folks that I'm the dean and founder of Directions University. I have my link to directionsu.com in there. And then I've got the covers of a couple of my products in there as well, each one of them having a link. So I can tell folks about the 30dayiamchallenge.com right in that sidebar. I can tell them about my 21 days to blogging profits at bloggingarsenal.com as well. So that background or those graphics are essentially expanding what you're able to tell people about in your bio. That helps a lot in driving traffic. And the guy that does my backgrounds is Michael Savoy from scratchmybackground.com. And he does this for, I think it's like $50 to $75. It's relatively inexpensive.
Wow.
Notice that I even get my branding in across the top with the Directions U logo and the Directions U colors. So your tweets can actually expand what you're doing to carry your brand across the internet to another place. And I know you've got your dolphin picture in your background, Rhonda, but one of the bad things for it is the way that Twitter is set up. When you scroll, you've got the picture both in your background and in your bio. When you scroll, the background is static. The background does not scroll with you. So I can see you kissing the dolphin up in the corner by the story lady, but I can't see the background. It just doesn't let you scroll to see it. All I see is the pretty blue water and the top of your head.
Yeah, that was a different picture. Yeah, I probably will have Michael design me one, but over the summer while I probably will change it now, but over the summer while it was so hot, I enjoyed looking at the nice cool waves in the background. So
yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, so I'll probably find when I get a cool fall leaf picture, I might do that until I have a background like yours made. And I didn't realize what all was in your background because, of course, it's not clickable and the speech program won't pick it up, but I do see the squares there, aren't you saying, are your products and stuff. So that's very
exactly.
cool.
That's exactly what that is. And
right.
if you look at twitter.com/thestorylady, you can see examples of both transactional types of tweets and more conversational types of tweets. So while we're on the radio show, Rhonda just put in a message that says, want us to help you do better / make more money with Twitter? fggg.com/radio, the phone number to this show, and add your app in the chat. So that's a kind of transactional kind of tweet. It's just telling folks what she's up to. In her next tweet, she has, @AnnHolmes, logic puzzles are great. Did you solve the mystery? That's a more conversational kind of tweet. She's talking directly to Ann Holmes. She's mm-hmm. telling her what she enjoys and asking her a question. Very conversational. The one mm-hmm. below that is @MarkJoyner. Thanks. And could you please tell peeps Philippines Relief with Profits of InstantCredibilityBook.com. So another kind of conversational tweet where Rhonda's really talking to someone. So you want some of both of those things. Notice that Rhonda's got links in both kinds of tweets, both in the transactional tweets and in the conversational tweets. You could have even included a link with Ann Holmes to, say, an affiliate program for a logic problems book.
I haven't found one of those, but yes, if there was one, I could have done that, absolutely.
Well, even Walgreens will sell logic problems, and
mm-hmm.
Walgreens has an affiliate program. Funny story, a few years ago, I have my favorite little yellow notebook that you hear me talk about all the time, askggg.com/notebook. And that little yellow notebook is like $3.80 or something like that at Walgreens. It's cheap. It's simply a notebook that I like to use because it has lined paper on one side like a legal pad,
uh-huh.
and on the other it has graph paper. Well, I was telling my list about this notepad that I like, and that is an affiliate link. It's a Walgreens affiliate link. Do you know I made over $500 over about 6 months selling a $3.82 notebook?
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that
cool.
It's not that you have to sell products that are $1,000 and up to make money. If you can make more transactional and conversational tweets and include little links like that, even just talking to people about a little yellow notebook can make you money. Do enough of those, and it all adds up over time. You don't want money coming in from just one place in your business. You want money coming in lots of different ways. So that's the key to really making it work, is getting money to come in lots of different ways. Now, Johnny, if you're on the air, please put your hand up so that we can find you. Just hit the number 1 on your keypad, and we'll keep looking for you. And otherwise, let's just go back to some of the things that we've been talking about here, Rhonda. So if Johnny had been here, Johnny has successfully used Twitter to make money as an affiliate. He's then gone on to create his own products and used Twitter again to sell his own products along with joint ventures. And that's why we're talking about Twitter. Let's talk a little bit more about affiliate marketing. That's where Johnny really got his start. You and I both have our own products, but yet at the same time, we also make money as affiliates on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit more about being an affiliate marketer, what that means, and what we need to do with being an affiliate. How do you make money as an affiliate?
Well, yeah, and that's a good topic. And Gina, what's really funny about that is I was on a radio show very early Sunday morning, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, yikes is right. Oh, yikes. And like when we had 1 minute to go in the show, the guy asked me about what is affiliate marketing and, you know, how do you, it was like, oh yeah, like I have absolutely no time to go, this is a whole other show. But to me, the most important thing with affiliate marketing is fit and finding a product, not just simply because it makes money, but finding one that fits the needs of your audience. And I will tell you, I have seen somebody say, I'm looking for a blah, blah, blah on Twitter, and gone out and grabbed an affiliate link and said, oh, just found this, here you go. You know, I checked out the product first to make sure I thought it was worthy, but, you know, I found a ClickBank product and I made a sale. So I have done that. But it fit that person's need at that exact moment when they were looking for it. In terms
the right audience with the right message at the right time, right?
Yep. And you talk about that. I call it message to market to moment match, the same thing, right? Audience,
yep.
Right thing, right time, you know. And so that is a powerful, and you can do that so easily, especially with the networks like ClickBank or, oh, ShareSales, the latest one I found out about, and different ones like that. So you can do that. And in terms of other people's, I just had somebody's assistant ask about having me promote their product. And, you know, I had to honestly look at it and say, this is a very good product, and I know the person. And I said, it's a great product, and this person is of a high quality, and I appreciate them. But it's just really not the right fit for the type of people who come to me, because it was more of a make money online thing, which isn't really the audience that comes to me. I might have served somebody. It's always possible. But I said, it just wasn't really going to be the right fit. So I said, thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, perhaps a different product. But this one just isn't the right fit. And I can't promote somebody just because somebody asks me, or just because you can make money on it, or I don't know. And some people just are more concerned with what's the commission structure. And I mean, I like commissions. I'm not allergic to money in any sense. But I also want to make sure the fit is there. And when you do that, your audience will feel like you're screening things for them. You're not just bringing them any old whatever that comes along. And you can really say, yeah, this is good, and it's something that you're likely to want and need.
Yes. And that's the key, right? You've got to find products that people really need and want. And it can't just be something that they need. It's got to be something that they want.
They want. Yeah. Right, because they don't know what they need.
Scott Becker is one of my students, and he's on the show with us today. I happened to see him over in the chat. So I went and checked out his Twitter profile at twitter.com/onlinehandyman. And this is a great example of a good Twitter profile. He's got a good background on there. He's got some stuff down the left-hand side that talks to one of his audiences. He's got stuff down the other side that talks to his other audience. One of the things you want to be a little bit careful about is when you put stuff down the right-hand side, because the width of people's computer screens changes, sometimes it ends up behind the background. So be a little bit careful about that, Scott. I don't know what it would look like on a non-widescreen computer. Looks great on mine, but it might be, you know, off a little bit on some other, on my phone, for example. I bet I can't read the right side. I can read the left, but not the right on my phone.
I had to zoom out a couple of degrees to get it. I didn't even know there was anything, and because it's also kind of far away from the Twitter field there. So, but I like the wood feeling for a handyman. That's great. The wooden siding feeling to it.
It's actually not really that far away if you're on a widescreen notebook. So that's what I mean by it changes from one screen size and resolution to the next. But one of the things that says that Scott is doing the right stuff on Twitter is looking at the number of people that he's following and the number of people that are following him. If you look at my profile or Rhonda's profile, both of us are following more people than are following us. Scott has the opposite. He's following only 551 people, but 766 people are following him. And what that says is that when Scott is putting his tweets out there, he's connecting with people in a way that is getting their followers to then come and follow him. He's got the right message out there, one that's really attracting other people. That's a big deal. You're doing a really good job in Twitter, Scott. And I'll bet you any money that if you were to go out and systemize this a little bit, say every day you went and found 10 to 20 people who are the right people for you to follow, that you would be growing even faster in Twitter in terms of the number of people following you. That would be very helpful. I would also expand your bio a little bit. Your bio says home storage solution and maintenance. Well, that's great, but that doesn't tell me anything about who you are. Tell me a little bit more. You've got some room in there that you can do that. Tell me more about who the online handyman is and how he can help serve me. That's a really important thing for people to see. Your location is listed as the numeric value of your location. That's controlled oftentimes by your cell phone. See if you can get it to put in a city and a state instead, especially because for your online handyman business, you're going to be going out to people in your New York area. See if you can find a way to get that location to reflect the fact that you're in New York. And then if I look at the tweets that you're making, you've got primarily conversational tweets. I'd make some more transactional tweets as well. I don't see anything in here, and I'm going way back to the bottom of the page. There's one all the way at the bottom that says, writing today's post about power washing your home. Anyone have any good or not so good experience or tips to share? I'd put a link in there.
Yep.
Those links are really important, and on this entire page, there's only a couple of links. Get more links in there. Those links are the things that make you money, and without them, I don't care how good you're doing at getting tweets put in there, it's not going to turn into money at all. So make sure that you get those links into your tweets all the time. I would say if you're doing 10 tweets a day, at least 5 to 6 of them minimum should have links in them. They can be links just back to your onlinehandyman.com, your main site. Better way to do it is to have them be links going to things that can make you money directly. Bypass that blog. They can see your blog up in your profile if they look. Send them over to the things that make you money directly. That's a really good strategy to use. Let's see. Uber Tweeter on your cell. Okay, got it. And that's what's causing that to happen with the location. So if you guys have questions about Twitter or you're interested in having us talk a little bit more about a specific aspect of Twitter, go into the text chat and leave us a note. Or hit 1 on your keypad, and we'll gladly unmute you so that you can go ahead and ask some questions on the show. I don't mind doing that at all.
Me either.
It's just 1, right, Rhonda?
Yeah, they can press 1 if you're phoning in, and if you're just on the computer, you can still put a question into the chat field there, and Gina would be able to see that you've posted a question.
Yeah, and I keep checking back and forth for both hands being raised and the text chat. So let's talk more about the affiliate stuff. We started talking about it, and then I kind of sidetracked. So the strategy that you were talking about where you connect with people, and if they have a need, you go and find something that can work for them. How do you do that? Where do you find the things?
You know, the easiest way is to use a particular affiliate program with a lot of products in it. And, for example, ClickBank. So I love writing, and one time somebody, I have a lot of writers, and somebody had said something like that they were trying to get motivated to write a novel or write their novel or wanted a system to write their novel, something like that. I was like, oh, well, sure, I can go run into ClickBank. I did. I signed in. I went to the marketplace. I put in the search term of novel, and I found a couple of products. I reviewed them to see which one looked like it was a better product. I grabbed the link and ran back into Twitter and said, from this, maybe it'll help, because it was a good system, and that's what the person said they wanted, something systematic to help them. And the one I found looked the most systematic of the two that were there. So it didn't take me, took me almost longer to say all that than it did to do it. I mean, it really wasn't a big deal. Maybe took me 3 or 4 minutes. So, and yeah, they ended up selling it. And since that's something some of my audience might like, because I do have people that enjoy writing fiction as well as business owners and whatever, so I went ahead and made a redirect to that, so it's easy for me to mention it any time that I might want to if he's talking about writing a novel. So it's that, is that find a network that's already, that you're already a part of, like ClickBank or Share a Sale or whatever it is. ClickBank's a really easy one, and it's where a lot of people go, but it doesn't have to be that network. And then just look for needs that are in, that you see either coming across in your Twitch stream, or that you're looking for certain words and trying to promote a specific product. Like if I were going to talk about how to make money quickly, I might use Johnny's 11K in 4 hours. That certainly is a lot of money quickly. So
I like
really
to find
strategy.
I like to find affiliate programs that have instant commissions as opposed to commissions that get paid out monthly or something.
Yeah.
And so
those
I'll just take what someone's talking about and go out and look for whatever that keyword would be, and then I'll put instant commissions and quotes with it to try and find affiliate programs with instant commissions. Instant commissions are offered in lots and lots of different markets,
yeah,
not just the internet marketing arena, and it's pretty darned easy to find instant commission products that you can use to monetize your tweets. And that actually helps to tell you that what you're doing is working even faster because you can see instantly that you got the commission. I've done that a couple of times where one of my favorite sites to use is a site called Hotlist. It's at askggg.com/hotlist. They've got over 100 products that all pay 100% instant commissions. Very high converting things. Very high converting. Some of their stuff will convert as well as 30%. So if I see people talking about marketing questions, first place I check is over at my little Hotlist store and see if I've got anything there with 100% instant commissions. If I do, I'll go back into Twitter and respond directly to that person and put in the link. I sold stuff like that all the time. That's really easy to do. There's another site called $7offers.com, the number $7offers.com. That's a site used by anyone using $7 Secrets. And people can put their offers out on there for others to sell with instant commissions. As long as you've got a PayPal account, you can make instant commissions from them as well. There's a script called Rapid Action Profit. And they also have a list, and I'm looking for the link, of sites using Rapid Action Profits that pay instantly. Again, all you have to have is a PayPal account, you put in your ID, and you can go and offer their products with instant commissions. Rap, I find, has a better selection of products outside of internet marketing that pay instantly.
Right.
$7 Secrets is okay. They've got a lot of stuff outside of internet marketing as well. But for whatever reason, most of the stuff in $7 offers tends to be lower quality stuff. It's your $1 to $10 kind of products that are really only worth $1 to $10. Whereas with Rapid Action Profits, you get a lot better quality products. And I've seen stuff that pays instantly up to $100 or $200, too. It doesn't have to be a $7 product. So that's another good way to do it. Now,
I
if you're going to...
I found Rap Marketplace.
Oh, did you? Where is it?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's at the Rapid Action Profits Marketplace. So let me make sure this is the right thing. I believe it is. Yeah, it's an affiliate commission, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's at rap-marketplace.com. rap-marketplace.com.
Thank you.
Mhm.
my bookmarks are not organized as well as I'd like in Firefox. Make sure that's the place I'm thinking of. Yep. That's the one I was thinking of. Thank you. I am doing that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And they've got a lot of products in there. Business, entertainment, health and fitness, home and family, internet and computers, marketing, society, sports and recreation, customer-only affiliate program. So there are quite a few in there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I find, I don't know why not enough people put their products into the Wrap product directory. You would think if you had a product that was eligible that you would do that. Not very many people do it.
Click a box, too. Isn't it just like, you know, usually it's just click a box to add this to our directory or something like that. I mean, I do it with Kunaki, and it's just a box.
With this, it is more than just clicking the box. You have to physically go and do it.
Oh, okay, wow.
But, you know, still, if it's going to bring you instant affiliates, why not do it?
I would.
Right? Wow.
Right.
So what I find is if I can't find anything in there, then I'll just go and Google Wrap Instant Commissions and see what I can find.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are an awful lot more that are there. If I put in Wrap Instant Commissions without quotes, there's 2.9 million results. There's an awful lot of products being sold with Wrap script. I think there's over 5,000 copies of Wrap out there right now. There's a lot. So there's a lot more than just what's in the Wrap marketplace. And, you know, being an affiliate marketer, even if you don't go through the trouble of setting up your own website so that you can cloak your links, as long as you've got your affiliate link, you can go out and make some money, especially with these instant commission sites. All you need is your affiliate link and a PayPal account. Was that you, Rhonda, or was that something else?
It was my computer saying it updated the virus database. That's all. Not one of those messages they have no control over to stop. So.
Gotcha. Okay, just making sure that there wasn't somebody else trying to talk to us here.
No, just my
computer. Scott, did you get that link? Wrap-marketplace.com. Wrap-marketplace.com. So being an affiliate marketer means that you don't need to have your own blog and you don't need to have your own website. You don't need to have a list, but you can be making money instantly. And that's the nice thing about being an affiliate. Now, if you want to go into how can you really build a business around being an affiliate? How can you become what's more of a super affiliate, someone who's really focused on affiliate marketing? Then you can go and put all of those other things into place. But again, if you go back to my favorite quote of winners take imperfect action while losers are still perfecting the plan, just having an affiliate link and a PayPal account is plenty of imperfect action to make money. If you want to take it to the next level, then sure, you can go ahead and set up an opt-in page so that instead of sending people straight to your affiliate link, you're first sending them to an opt-in page that has a headline, some benefit-related bullets, and an opt-in box to get more information about a product, and then redirect them to your affiliate link so that now you're both building a list and potentially making money. And once you've got that set up, maybe you leave it like that so that you start out with that, go connect with people on Twitter, then go out and look for something that you can give away as a bonus if they do buy that. And to that opt-in page, go ahead and add the bonus and tell them that if they buy the product on the next page, all they've got to do is send a copy of their receipt into an autoresponder you set up to get a bonus. It's a way of increasing your conversions from the traffic that you're sending. But it will certainly work without all of that, too. And so you can kind of take it in a step-by-step progression where you're constantly improving things rather than having to get it all perfect to start with before you ever start taking action. And if you can do it in a staged or phased kind of a way, so that you start by doing something, over time you'll just keep improving it and improving it and improving it. And over time, it will turn into a business. But start with the concept of making money first. And, you know, I've always said that there are really two distinctly different things. There is making money, and there is building a business. They are not one and the same. They are very different, and the things that you do within them are both very different. You can be an affiliate marketer just for the sake of making money without having to have the whole business strategy behind it. And especially with the economy the way that it is right now, people interested in making some extra cash here and there, there's nothing wrong with just going out and being an affiliate marketer just to make a little extra cash.
Mm-hmm.
Bill and I were watching the Antique Roadshow last night. Mm-hmm. Where we're at here in South Carolina, we're in, you don't understand, it's really strange. We're right outside of Charleston, maybe 10 minutes, but the satellites here are wacky. We have DirecTV, which is normal satellite TV, right?
Yeah.
In order to get DirecTV in this part of the country, just in this one little area, your satellite dish has to have what's called 5 LMBs. And a satellite dish with multiple LMBs typically is used if you want to have, say, multiple TVs with multiple receivers that can all tune to separate channels at the same time. If you only have a 1 LMB satellite dish, all of your TVs would be turned to the same channel at the same time. If you have multiple LMBs, then they can all tune to different channels. Well, mm-hmm. for some reason here in this area, if you don't have 5 LMBs, you can't even pick up a DirecTV signal at all. Very odd.
Who has 5 TVs, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just weird. So it's a $7,000 satellite dish for a motorhome. So I don't need DirecTV that badly to spend $7,000 on a satellite dish. So over here, we're watching regular TV. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, there's not a whole heck of a lot on regular TV. So we tuned into Antiques Roadshow. There was this guy on there last night who had bought this clock on eBay, and he bought the clock just because it seemed like it was pretty, and that was about it. He paid $20 plus shipping and handling for this clock. Do you know how much they said it was worth on Antique Roadshow? Over $25,000.
Wow.
And the guy didn't really know that that's what the clock was going to be worth that. He just thought it was a cool clock. And he was making this comment to the guy that was reviewing it about how he's using both affiliate marketing and eBay to make money. And he said, you know, I spent like 30 hours online to make $500, and here I am making $25,000 with a single purchase. I guess I got to do more eBay stuff than affiliate marketing stuff. And I thought it was really kind of a cute comment. But I was so wishing that I could have found a way to connect with this guy, because if he was doing things as an affiliate and only making $500 from 30 hours of work, he's probably missing the boat big time. He's probably not using Twitter, first of all.
Right.
Probably and he's probably not. That's exactly what I was going to say. Or Ning, for that matter.
Great mind.
Have you seen the new improvements on Ning the last 2 weeks?
I've only been in Ning a little bit, and I haven't seen anything different, but
they've added about 90 new applications in Ning.
Oh, okay.
These new applications on Ning are incredible. You can even set up your social marketing profiles in Ning with an e-commerce system attached to them now. It's all part of these two applications. So you can actually go out and put your own products into your Ning site. So you don't have your own website. You're just going to use Ning. And
wow.
They've got an application that will tie it to your PayPal account and even make it affiliate-enabled. so that your friends can sell your stuff right on your Ning profile.
Hmm.
That's pretty cool. And I think they're doing that so that you don't have to go and have your own website anymore. You could use Ning to do it instead.
Mm-hmm.
So
Ning is a really big deal.
It really is. And for affiliate marketers, Ning is really great. Because with Ning, there are hundreds of thousands of social networks out there. Okay, I got a question here from Scott. How do you get their name and address if you're sending them directly to the affiliate link? Well, that's kind of what I was saying, Scott. Don't send them directly to the affiliate link. If you send them first to an opt-in page instead of first sending them to your affiliate link, then you can actually get their the heck's going out with the text chat? Then you can actually get their name and address without before you send them to the affiliate link.
Right.
Anyway, but let's go back to Ning for a minute. Go ahead, Linda.
No, I was going to say, and with many places, even if you don't go through an opt-in, like when I picked up some fast sales on Twitter, a lot of times you can still at least get some information about the people and be able to contact them that way. So there is a way after the fact, because, you know, there's sometimes you just want to be able to put the link. You don't have an opt-in in front of every single thing that you do. So this way you can do it both ways and still get their info.
Absolutely. Now, you said that you haven't used Ning very much. A lot of people get confused by Ning because it's a different kind of social networking. The part that confuses them is having all the profiles. Here's the way that Ning works. Ning is like a social network that has social networks within it.
Yep.
So you have your main Ning.com social network. You can have friends on that account. You can have your own status box, like you can tie it to Twitter and whatnot, all on the main Ning site. But within Ning, if you go up to the search box, you can then also locate additional social networks to become a part of. And when you find those additional social networks, now your main Ning profile can have separate social networks that it then has within it, if that makes sense. So think of it as a two-tiered social networking system, I guess would be a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
And oftentimes what I'll find happening is people will come and become my friend on my main Ning profile. They'll then see the social networks that I'm part of. They'll go and join those social networks, then ask me to be a friend on those social networks too. And so I've got to approve all of the different applications for friend requests, not just the ones on my main Ning site. So start by setting up your profile right on Ning.com.
Yep.
And after you've got that profile set up, so it's got your picture, it's got your bio, it's got whatever else you're going to set up on it, then go and find other social networks to be a part of. And that way it will import your main profile as a starting point for each one of those different places. If you're an affiliate marketer, you want to be locating social networks that are in your niche. In other words, social networks where your audience is hanging out. Let's see if I can find some for Scott while I'm out here. Boy, that's a cool. How would I find people interested in
home improvement?
Handyman. Oh, there's a good one, Rhonda. Home improvement. Good one. So if I go ahead.
Sorry, I just posted on Ning that we were talking about the thing, and I threw the link out to the radio show.
There you go. So home improvement has 5,705 social networks on Ning. There's just a few things to keep you busy, Scott. So there's Home Improvement Zone has 214 members. Miracle Mamas has 306. Home Design Network, 291. New Serity, 389. That one looks kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Home Lovers Club, Home Lovers Network for Better Living, 353. Home Improvement Research Institute is invitation only. You're going to get a few of those. Those are private social networks. Look for those that have the greatest number of people and join them. And when you do, go in and tweak your profile a little bit to make it more specific to that topic as opposed to a more generic topic. In the home improvement arena, there's just a ton of these social networks on here. Jake Tyson, the Handsome Handyman, has a Job Shack. Jake Tyson, Handsome Handyman. Miss DIY Redback Tools, 247 people in it. There's plenty of different groups that you can join. And
here's something else.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. And here's something else, too. If especially for Scott, who I know that a lot of what you're doing is local, why not put New York in there? And when I put New York into this search, in case there are any New York groups, well, there's a bunch of them. And that Home Improvement Zone actually does come up, as well as some others. And not all of them, of course, are... Not all of those are handyman related or home improvement, but you might find some local groups in your physical location that would also be useful.
That's a great idea, Rhonda, especially for offline businesses. That's a really good idea. When you click the join button, it will then open up to a little application page where you put in your information for the network. Now, make sure that when you do that, you're using the exact same email address that you used to join Ning.com and create your main profile. If you don't, it's going to create a completely separate Ning account for you with the new email address. So make sure that you use the same email address for all of the sites you join on Ning, so that you don't end up with lots of different accounts. I accidentally have two different accounts on Ning, and it drives me crazy all the time. And it's hard once you've got them established, because you end up with friends and whatnot. You can't just easily close one and then go and open another one. It doesn't work that way. But just each different social network will have a series of questions that they will want answered. And each one of those sets of questions is likely to be a little bit different. For the most part, they're going to ask you for your name, your email address, your website. After that, the rest of it's different. Some want your birthday. Some want your physical address. Some want your relationship status. But it's going to be different for everybody. For every one of them, and just go ahead and answer their questions. And once you've answered them, you can change them once you get inside. So know that you can change them and get something in there. Like right now, I'm just filling one out so that I can just get in and talk to you guys about what's inside. So I'm just putting in test, and I'll go in and change them after I get in there, just so that I've got something so that I can get inside. Once you get inside, now it's time to really start making your profile look pretty. So inside, the first thing you're going to want to do is go to My Page, and then that's where you make things look pretty. On the My Page inside, that's your profile. That's what other people are going to see when they're looking for you on that one social network. You can tie your blog to it. You can tie your Twitter account to it. If you've got a Flickr account, you can tie your Flickr account to it.
Absolutely.
There are so many different things you can do with Ning. inside of me.
Sure.
Say that again.
Sorry, if I can share a time saver too, is there are probably going to be a number of elements that you're going to want in your profile on no matter how many networks. I am actually on Ning. I just haven't been in there too much except to answer questions or, you know, whatever in the last couple of weeks where I haven't seen the changes. But what I do is I have a notepad file that has a kind of a standardized profile that I can just pop in there, and I can always go and take an element out or add something different. But I have a few things like the friend feed widget and maybe a video or two or whatever in there that I can just pop in there so that I can join a network and within less than 60 seconds have a complete profile and put my blog RSS in there. It's usually on the left-hand side where you can put your blog in there so that my RSS feed is going into a new network.
Oh, nice. That's good. That's really
yeah.
a good idea. So it's relatively easy within Ning to set up your profile. And the way that Ning works is that when you're setting things up on your pages, you're primarily going in to use the different applications that they have. That's how you make your profile look different from one network to the next in there. So
right.
if you go into Ning, go into one of the social networks that you're a part of and go to My Profile, you can pull in your blog's RSS feed. Every one of them will be set up so that down the left-hand side of your profile, you'll see your picture, it'll have some links, then you'll see your friends, and then it'll have RSS feed. All of them have that. And all you've got to do is go in and put in your blog's RSS feed URL, and it will import the content from your blog into your Ning profile. That simple. But once you've got that done, you can really use the apps to totally customize your entire profile. And there are, I don't know, 400 or 500 different applications, I think, on Ning. Lots and lots of them. So go through them. I took some time a couple weeks ago to literally go through every single application to see what they can do. There's some neat stuff in there. If you're an affiliate marketer, those applications can really help you to create a stronger relationship with people to get them to know you, like you, trust you, so that they'll
right.
want to buy from you. There's one that's an HTML box that you can add to your profile. So maybe the affiliate program that you want to promote offers some banner ads. You can get the banner ad, hyperlink your affiliate link attached to the banner ad, and put it into one of the little HTML boxes to put the banner right up on your profile. That's
uh-huh.
really easy to do with the apps. It's just cut and paste the HTML code to do that. There are some apps that let you pull in Flickr or Picasa or any of the other image directories. And
uh-huh.
if you're already going out putting your images in a way that has a link attached to them, then by pulling them into your Ning profiles, you'll have links attached to those pictures there too. There's a lot of different things you can do with those applications that can help you make more money. Even, for example, MailChimp.com, which is a great autoresponder, now has an application with Ning. And all
wow.
you've got to do is add the application, tell it your user ID and password for your MailChimp account, and it will automatically open up a little box that will let you either create a new autoresponder or select an existing autoresponder. And as soon as you click the autoresponder you want, it creates the form code to put an opt-in box right on your Ning profile.
Sweet.
That's pretty handy. You don't even have to go into your autoresponder and mess around to copy and paste the form code into Ning. It'll do it for you on autopilot. I'm trying to think of some of my more favorite applications in there. I use that one a lot. I use one that I just do a search for Twitter. It ties my Twitter status box into my Ning profile so that where it says, what are you doing at the top of your profiles, you don't have to answer that separately. you can just have your Twitter profile update that instead. I use one that's tied to my Flickr account to have my Flickr photos show up on my main profiles. That MailChimp one I use. I started doing something recently on Facebook that I'm now doing on my Ning profiles also with the HTML box. With the HTML box, you can actually put an entire sales letter in there. So if you look at my Facebook profile at askggg.com/fan page, askggg.com/fan page, I started out there by creating a new tab for my Facebook page that says Take the Challenge. And when you click on that tab, it actually takes you to a sales letter so that you can do exactly what it's telling you to do. And then I just carried that over to the Ning sites by using an HTML box on there. It doesn't create a little tab that says Take the Challenge, but the whole opt-in page can come up there right on your profile. That way, what you're really doing is you're meeting your prospects where they are. You're not having to get them to come to your site to opt in. You're not getting them to come to your site to buy something. You're meeting them with where they're at, with where they want to be. And you will make a lot more money because you're going to them instead of making them come to you. Think about your own personal life. How much do you like it when people tell you, now you've got to go here and you've got to click this button?
I hate that. It drives me nuts.
Exactly. And you're probably not even going to follow the instructions either, right?
No, and I change that if I get affiliate emails. Well, I rewrite those anyway, but I don't use language like that. You know, I may say I recommend that you do this or whatever, but not if you've got to go do this. I'm like, I don't like to be told. Why would anybody else?
You got it. So make sure that when you're using some of what we're talking about here, you're doing it in a way that really has you meeting them where they are. You're making it as easy as possible on them. You're letting them stay with where they want to be. That's a really important thing to keep in mind, especially with the tools that can add your RSS feed into your social marketing profile. Now, if you've got the titles to your blog post and the first part of your article showing up on the profile in the social network, now it's up to the people whether they really want to click on the link to go and read the rest or not. You at least gave them the option of connecting with them where they were at rather than trying to make them first come to your blog and see if they like it. Big difference.
Hey, Gina, I have a great story, because I know we're almost out of time, but I have a great story that will demonstrate to everybody why you have absolutely no excuses in the world. You cannot apply some of this stuff and make money online. Is it okay?
Oh, let's hear it, Rhonda. Please do.
Oh, this is the coolest thing. And when I was in San Diego at JB Alert, I met a fellow named Couch Surfing Ori, which you can find him at Couch Surfing Ori, which is ORI.com. So he travels and couch surfs.
That's really his name?
Well, that's his moniker.
Okay.
So his name is Ori. His name is Ori, but that's what he calls himself, and he's that on Twitter. Well, I was sitting there next to him getting acquainted because he's an interesting fellow, and he had gotten a phone call from the daughter of somebody else who was there, who's 8 years old. And she had announced to him that she had made $24.30 online by selling mugs and cards. And I'll tell you why in a second. Let me just give you the link. It's at budurl.com/artcards. budurl.com/artcards. So here's the story. She's 8 years old. She wants a puppy. Her dad
is this
says,
one of Stephanie Mulek's daughters?
No. Dave Gonzalez.
Wow. Okay, keep going. She wants a puppy.
She wants a puppy. Dad says, if you can earn $30 a month for 6 months to help take care of the puppy, then you can have a puppy. Well, there's huge motivation there. Well, she had made a dime putting away dishes by the middle of the month, and she was distressed because she knew that there was time was running out on her first month. And Ori was over there, and she asks Ori, she says, I'm asking you for money, but I really could use your help. And she tells her little story of woe, how she's only made a dime, and she needs to make $30 a month. So Ori helps her get set up with, I think it was through Zazzle or something, with her own store. And she can take her skills in art and upload the pictures and sell these mugs and cards. And I've got a mug on the way to me, because, of course, I got to help an 8-year-old have her puppy. So I bought a mug with fall picture on it. And so she is actually selling things online, and she is 8 years old. And I know that, I don't know how much she's made at the moment, but at least as of a week ago, she had made $24.30 or something like that in profit from selling these cards. And you know, I've been tweeting about it and blogging about it, and several of us there, I said to Ori, oh, I'll send this out to my list. And so he said, oh, that's a great idea. And then he got everyone, hey, who else wants to send out to really help this little girl? And what a great story this is, and you know, whatever. So we ended up having several people who were going to mail their lists or blog or whatever about it. And I just think it's great. Here's an 8-year-old who's willing to get help that she needs and take action and not wait and learn some more and be like my friend Donna, who's been reading, listening, and taking notes for 3 years and not taking action.
Yes, what a great story. Well, Stephanie Mulek, who is another marketer, has two daughters right around that age. I think they're 7 and 9. They
mm-hmm.
draw pictures, and those pictures become magnets mm-hmm. and coffee mugs and T-shirts and whatnot. Those two girls make well into 6 figures per year by themselves.
Holy crap, that's amazing. Oh, wow.
Yeah, massive action takers, I tell you. So it really comes down to winners take imperfect action while losers are still perfecting the plan. It's so important. If you can just take that action, you will get results. So I hope what we talked about today here about Twitter and affiliate marketing, and we dabbled a little bit about creating your own products, is something that you actually go and take action on. Don't wait. Don't tell yourself, well, I'll try this next week, because next week never comes. You got to start now. Make a point of every day doing just one thing that can produce a result. If you can make that your goal, you will see success, and you will achieve the goals that you set for yourself in your business. So thanks so much, Rhonda, for being with us today. Hopefully we can figure out what happened to Johnny, and maybe have Johnny back in a later date. And if not, we'll see you all back on Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio next Tuesday at noon Eastern at askggg.com/radio for another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101. Take care, everybody, and have a great week. Thanks, Rhonda.
Thank you, Gina. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.